You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Does anyone else feel the urge to do the exact opposite of what you're supposed to do in places that you really should not act out in?
I don't know what you mean.
So over the weekend, I went to Hagerstown and I had like the most cutest like fall time. Hagerstown is so cute. And I went to the Washington County Museum of Fine Arts for the very first time. Yeah. And if you've never been there, it's actually one of four museums in Maryland accredited by the American Alliance of Museums, which is a very, very big deal in the art world. Okay. And this space is so peaceful. It's gorgeous. But when I am in a museum, there's just so much open space that all I want to do is like run around and like I want to touch everything. I want to like skip, like I want to be, I'm like giggling. Like it's not like you're not allowed to talk in museums, but I feel like everyone else is like trying to kind of like whisper. But I have no other way to explain it than like I just want to play. Like when I'm in a museum, it makes me feel like I'm a kid on a field trip and I'm just having so much fun. Like I just want
to
like skip around and run around and but I think it's so fun. Like I have this overwhelming like sense of like joy and playfulness. Yeah. And I don't know if it's because like there's so much open space that I want to like do so many things. And I was with my husband, Garage Boy, and I literally said it to him and I was like, don't you just want to like run around and like skip and like be crazy? And he literally said, no.
Yeah.
I want to be quiet as possible and just relax and chill. Because he could tell I was like ramping up. I was like, let's run around. Like, let's just skip and hold hands.
Yeah, it seems like a weird place to like, are you the kind of person too? And I've always wondered this, like, for example, people that like, feel the urge to like laugh at a funeral. Are you that kind of person too that like just has the absolute opposite urge of like what everyone else is doing?
So that situation, no. But it made me ask myself the question of like, what are other places and situations where like is it like particular and different things where you feel like this sudden urge to do the opposite of what you're supposed to do? And maybe it's because I like a bunch of kids were on a field trip and it just made me, I don't know, it was just like so fun.
Well,
and
do you find yourself in other spots where like you should not be acting a certain way but like you do,
like in a library? Yeah. I have a hard time being quiet
because
like I don't know why, like I just want
to. Do you think it's like a control thing? Do you think it's like because you know you're not supposed to be that way and so you're like, well, if they tell me not to do this, I swear to God, like I'm just gonna like do a backflip in this museum because
honestly, I'm not sure. There's some situations where like when I'm living my life and I am in a certain place, I feel like I'm in a movie. And like whenever I imagine museums, I'm thinking of like the Night of the Museum and like Ben Stiller and like things coming to life. I can't tell you. It's like a montage kind of goes on in my brain. And like when I'm at a library, I think of like Belle and Beauty and the Beast and she's like, she's on the ladder thing and she's like singing and stuff. So when I'm in those places, I
You're
kind
like,
of am romanticizing the
right
idea
now.
In my brain.
That's interesting.
But Garage Boy was like feeling very uncomfortable.
No,
he was
yeah.
like, he's like, please.
Don't bust into song
We're
right
having
now.
A good time. Do not skip. Everyone can hear your heels on the floor. Do not run around.
We can do this. Where do you have the opposite reaction of what you're supposed to? Like, are you like Jess and you just find yourself having the absolute opposite reaction of like the where you're supposed to be? Does that make sense? Like, do you find yourself having the exact opposite reaction of the location where you're supposed to be at?
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Shannon in Baltimore, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
All right, so what happens with you?
Oh my gosh. It used to happen to me all the time. It's like in my exams in college, especially, anything would set me off into like a fit of laughter. And I don't know. I think it's just, I mean, like one time it was actually legit. There was a typo in the exam, and instead of saying assess, it said asses.
Not asses.
And it's like complete silence. It's like complete silence in there, and you're just like giggling.
It was in a freaking economics exam, and it was, I couldn't breathe. I had tears running down my face. I didn't get kicked out, but I kicked myself out. I could not get a grip. But it would be anything like that when everyone's supposed to be focused. And
yeah, stressed
like,
out.
Squeak their chair or something, and that would be it.
I'm dead off that. That is so funny.
I feel you.
That is so fun. It's such an unfortunate time. Just imagine the girl giggling while you're trying to take a test. That's
you're
so
like
awful.
Freaking out, fighting for your life.
Thank you for calling us. Who's up?
This is Angie on one in Baltimore. Angie also with Xander and Zoe in the car.
Hi, guys. So you, okay, Angie, you literally have the opposite reaction for like the situation. What happened?
Oh, I'm just a terrible mom. Like when the kids get hurt, I just, out of like both nervousness and just often because it's just like hilarious looking, I just crack up. I have to like stifle my laughter when they like, especially when they were little and they'd like, you know, just like run into a wall or like fall in a funny way. It's just like, it's like a big fail video and it's hilarious.
You're like,
and I am so sorry, guys. Like, it still is hysterical. Like, when you guys fall, like, it's just funny.
Are you telling them to their face right now? Are you talking to them?
When, like, the ball hits them in the head and soccer, and it's like,
it's like boink.
It's just hysterical.
It's kind of like America's Funniest Video in real life for you.
But these are your kids.
That's
how parenthood is. These are your children.
Can we ask Xander and Zoe how they feel about that when they see you laughing? How do they feel?
Do I hide it well?
You hide it in your best way possible. On the soccer field, there's like one lone laugh you can hear.
And you know it's your mom?
Not one lone laugh, and it's your mom.
There's just like this. I definitely.
I try to hide it.
It's not working yet.
Does it make you sad, though, that your mom is laughing at your pain?
Honestly, it makes me want to laugh as well.
Okay.
That's
all
right. Nice.
As long as everyone's laughing,
that's
okay.
That's the silver lining.
Oh, my gosh. This is very funny. Thank you for calling us,
guys.
Have a great day. Let me take one more. This is, my God. We're going to have to pump
I'm crying.
After this. Jess, I didn't
Xander's
know we were going
like,
to go here.
On the soccer field, I can hear my
one
mom.
One lone laugh. This is Kay in Annapolis. Hi, Kay. Good morning.
Good morning.
You have the wrong reaction for the situation. What happens?
So I get very, very awkward at funerals.
Mm-hmm.
I crack a lot of jokes. Not supposed to do that. One of my highlights recently, well, not really highlights, isn't really a good thing. My boyfriend's grandfather passed away, and he's a very closed-off, emotionally person. And he started crying, you know, because his grandfather's being lowered into the ground.
Yeah.
And I turned to him, and I just dabbed.
Wait, what?
Like the thing from, like, 2016. I dabbed at him.
Wait, you dabbed, like, the grandpa or your crying boyfriend?
I dabbed at my crying boyfriend.
No.
What did he do?
We all looked at her like she had lost her mind, but knowing her, she's done this since she was a child. So it took me not by surprise, but his family just looked at her and shook their head.
You dabbed.
Oh, my God.
You dabbed. The man was being lowered into the ground, and you decided of all things you could have done. Listen, y'all, to be honest with you, I knew the punchline to this story, and I still just died laughing. That was so crazy.
You know? The dab was almost like a salute, like a fire, like a send-off.
That's
you know?
What we can call it. That's like what we can call it. I think that's what we will call it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay, how did that go? How did that go over? I'm sorry, I had to walk away for a second. I was so out of control.
I mean, it didn't go bad.
his family kind of didn't know what to say. So they just kind of looked away.
Yeah.
But he brings it up constantly. He's like, hey, remember when you dabbed when my grandfather was being lowered into the ground?
I would as well. I would bring that up at least weekly.
Much like his grandfather, you took his breath away.
Literally. Oh my God. Come on.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.